The implant appears to have been identified as defective. And so this isn't a case of what we call clinical negligence. It's a case of product liability because the actual implant is defective. And so under the terms of the legislation, because the implant is defective, they can make a claim against the company in respect of the consequences of having that defective implant.